Your Daily Devo for November 20th, 2020, titled The Sleep of Exhaustion, written by Laura Hurd, read by Matthew Teagie. If he comes suddenly, do not let him find you sleeping. Mark chapter 13, verse 36. Shortly after Jesus urged his disciples to keep watch, he found them sleeping on the job. In Gethsemane, at perhaps his most vulnerable moment, Jesus' friends let him down. Matthew and Mark's accounts state simply that the disciples fell asleep at this crucial time because their eyes were heavy. Matthew chapter 26, verse 43, and Mark chapter 14, verse 40. But Luke's version offers deeper insight. He found them asleep, exhausted from sorrow. Chapter 22, verse 45. They must have been so emotionally drained, mentally strung out, spiritually spent, that their physical bodies had no choice but to shut down. If you've ever slept through an alarm, an important lecture, or a crucial appointment, you can probably relate to the exhaustion Jesus' disciples experienced. This level of fatigue surpasses laziness or apathy. It is complete weariness and heaviness of soul that paralyzes even the best of intentions. How can we avoid falling into such a state? God gave the Sabbath to us, not only as a gift, but also as a way to check our tendencies to workaholism, consumerism, extremism, and despair. Being watchful includes knowing appropriate ways to recharge. Jesus did not run his disciples ragged. He called them to places of solitude and rest. See Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 and 29, or Mark chapter 6, verse 31. And he himself occasionally withdrew from the crowds. See Matthew chapter 15, verse 39, chapter 16, verse 4, Mark chapter 6, verse 32, and John chapter 8, verse 59. Following these actions will pay off. Today's action step. Develop a sustainable rhythm of work and rest.
This devotional is provided to you by Wesleyan Publishing House and is used by permission. All scripture is taken from the Holy Bible, New International Version. For more information on content use or copyright, visit www.wesleyan.org/WPH.